Hi, this is Sula Point. Welcome back. In this video, we're going to take a look at how to actually get jobs writing. Because honestly, it's all well and good to know how to do the jobs, but it won't put a single dollar in your pocket if you don't know how to get clients and how to find those writing jobs. So let's talk about where you can find writing clients. Before we get rolling on that, let me just explain something. We're absolutely not talking about the kind of client who wants to pay you like a dollar an article. We're talking about pleasant, respectful, easy to work with clients who value your time, your talent, and your expertise. Using the strategies I'm about to teach you, it's almost like you've got a cash machine. Pull the lever and out pops a nice paying writing job. Once you've mastered the art of finding writing gigs, there's really no limit on how much you can make as a freelance writer. There are three major types of clients that are really ideal to work for. So I'm going to tell you about them and give you some resources for how you can find them. Later, we're going to get into how to attract and work with those specific types of clients. The first kind of client we want to talk about is on a job board. These are sites like Guru.com and Elance.com and several others that are out there. These websites are set up so that people who need freelance services go in and they post a project. The service is free for clients to use. Then freelancers go in and they submit proposals or bids for all these different projects. The client goes through all the proposals and chooses a freelancer to work with. The job board takes a small percentage of the project fee, so that comes out of your check. Freelancers must have a membership in order to bid on the projects. Now, I recommend paying for a membership, mostly because this way you're going to have more access to projects, but also because it's going to kind of thin the herd a little bit. Most of the sites have a free level of membership, but if you're in that, you're going to be in competition with thousands of people. But with a paid membership, your ranking can advance very quickly because you're only competing with hundreds of writers. And that means far fewer competitors for you, so you're going to be far more likely to get the project. The second kind of client you might find yourself writing for is the internet marketing client. There are several places online that you can go to find internet marketer clients, including forums and other sites. And as well, you can find some of them on job boards like Elance or Guru. But you can also find them offline at seminars and local meetings and all kinds of places. And we'll talk about that later. The third kind of client is the local or small business owner. Now, they may not actually be local to you, but their client base is local. So this would be people like dentists, plumbers, chiropractors, attorneys, that kind of business. Again, you might find some of them on the job boards, but you can also find them in the Chamber of Commerce, networking meetings, and even in your everyday life as you go about your business. There is a fourth category of client, but it's not one I really recommend. That would be big corporate clients. Now, there are some freelance writing gurus out there who recommend working with these large corporations, and they have some good reasons. One is that the corporations are accustomed to hiring freelancers. Also, they typically have a lot of money to spend on writing. And finally, you could potentially make a lot more from a single project. However, in my experience, corporate clients are kind of a pain in the neck. Usually, anything that you write has to be reviewed and approved by about a dozen people, and for me, that's very frustrating. The second thing is that corporate clients tend to want a much, much more professional tone. Their projects require a lot of research, and then there's also a lot of branding and compliance matters that you have to take into consideration as you write. All those things together make corporate clients not all that appealing to me. If you come from a corporate background, though, maybe that would be a market that does appeal to you, and there's definitely money to be made. For me, though, I really prefer to stick to the job boards, internet marketers, and local business owners. And that way, I'm working all the time with clients who are generally delightful, appreciative, and easy to work with. Now, once you're able to fill your calendar with writing projects, you're going to get to be a little choosy about who you write for. How's that for a perk? So let's talk first about job board clients. To get these clients, you got to understand a little bit about what these clients want, their biggest problems, their issues, their frustrations, all that kind of stuff, and we'll go over that. As a general rule, actually, before you start trying to work with any type of client, it's really good to understand what they're all about? What do they want? What do they not want? What do they need? That's going to make it a lot easier to market to them. So let's go ahead and start with the job board clients. What do they want? Well, the clients you're going to find on job boards are generally either going to be internet marketers or have a local business that they're trying to market, and they're going to need you to write for them. They want somebody who's reasonably priced. Now, remember, that does not mean cheap, and it certainly does not mean free. They want a writer who's got good skills, not necessarily perfect, who delivers on time, and who they can build an ongoing relationship with. They don't want to have to keep spending hours and hours hunting for a writer. So if you can make them happy, they will be back for more. What they don't want is someone who disappears and never delivers, or who's unpleasant to work with. They really don't like that disappearing act. Where can you find them? Well, obviously you can find these clients on Guru.com, Elance.com, and there are dozens of other sites. These are the two big ones, though. There are literally dozens of projects posted on these sites every single day. And while many of the projects don't even actually ever happen, either they expire or the client decides to go another way with it, you can easily find enough work on these sites to stay busy full time. The key is to bid on projects on a very regular basis. I recommend 5 bids a day, 5 days a week, even when you're busy. That keeps your project pipeline full. And you want to know, of course, how do you get paid? Now, these major sites allow you to have a direct deposit thing going, so that's the best way to do it. You really don't want to be sitting waiting around for a check to come in the mail. You're probably going to have to pay a fee if you request a paper check. I know about Guru, the way that they do it is they pay out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and you can have the payment wired at no fee right into your bank account. With first-time clients, I recommend using something called the escrow method, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But if you've got an ongoing client, you can save a little bit of money by using the invoice method instead, and we'll talk about that later too. Let's take another look at a different kind of client, the internet marketing client. Now, what do they want and need? This is great. They typically are entrepreneurs, which means they've got a billion ideas buzzing through their brain all at one time. They're prone to getting distracted. They really just want to get something done, crossed off the list, over the line, where it's completed and done. So if you can help them do that, that's going to be phenomenal for them. It's going to move their business forward, and they're going to keep coming back for more. What they don't want is another holdup in their business. They're constantly running up into problems as far as they don't know how to do a certain thing with the technology. They don't have content written. They've got a billion different things going on at once. If you add to that problem, it's going to make it painful for them to work with you, and they're not going to do it. If you pull a disappearing act and they're counting on you to get something done, that's not going to go well. They really want somebody they can count on who's going to take a ball, run with it, complete it, and say, hey, that's done. That makes their life easy, and they're going to be really happy when you do that for them. Now, where can you find them? Well, there's lots of places that you can look online, Twitter, Facebook. Then they hang out a lot in forums, so you can look at Warrior Forum. And there are other forums online as well like that, where internet marketers kind of hang out and ask each other advice, and sometimes they'll talk about they have a writing need. But what I really like are local type things. So you can go to a networking event and find them. You can go to a meetup meeting, like meetup.com, and do a search for internet marketers. Probably there's something near you. Even better, though, I really like to go to seminars and workshops and conferences. Usually it's going to cost you a little bit of money to attend, but these things are always well worth the price of admission if you can network properly. I went to one, and I had a t-shirt printed up that said, got copy, like the Got Milk ones, and I ended up having so many people coming up to me and asking about that shirt, and do you write, and, you know, I walked out with this big stack of business cards. So one great tip you can have, if you go to an online you know, a seminar type thing where online marketers are likely to be, make sure you've got business cards in hand. You may want to come up with a package deal that you're offering them, like, you know, buy 10 articles, get 2 free, something like that. Just be prepared that you're going to be in high demand and you need to know that going in. It's also always a great idea to kind of ask around, get the word out about what you're doing. As you network with friends or colleagues, maybe you know somebody who's doing internet marketing. Maybe they know somebody. And maybe they know somebody who could use your help. Then there's kind of a stealthy way that you can go about finding some clients as well. If you go onto Google and do a search for a topic, you're going to see at the top part of the screen and all the way down the right-hand side that there are all these sponsored ads. These are paid-for ads that internet marketers have placed trying to generate some traffic. If you click through that ad, you can come to their site, look for their contact information, and get in touch with them to see if they might need some help. Finally, you can also contact newsletter owners. There are different directories of newsletters. Maybe you receive a newsletter. You can go looking for them all across the internet. And of course, you always want to know, how do I get paid? Well, if an internet marketing client comes to you through Guru or Elance or one of these job boards, I recommend using that structure. Go ahead and get paid through Guru or Elance. But if they contact you directly, you really can't go wrong with PayPal. Make sure that you get about a 50% deposit, and then the rest of it is due upon completion. Sometimes they'll prefer to pay you by check, and obviously you have to make that judgment call. If you know that they're good for it, there's nothing wrong with doing that, especially once you have a relationship going with them and they've proven that they're reliable payers. That's a great thing to do. And you'll save a little bit of money doing it that way as well. Let's move on to the third category, our local business clients. So what do they want? They want people's feet coming through their door. They want that door swinging open so often that it's in danger of falling off the hinges. These are clients who rely on having foot traffic coming through their door. Their clients typically don't buy online. They buy their services or their products by walking in through the door, picking something up, buying, and leaving. So you can help with that. They also want a phone that's ringing a lot, with people asking for pricing or an appointment or a consult or something like this. And of course, they want repeat business. Every local business owner knows the old saying about how much more it costs to get a new client than to just take care of the current clients that you have. So you can help with all of these things. These are big hot buttons for local business clients. They're also looking for exposure online. So if you're able to help their website get more traffic, they are absolutely thrilled because they know that that's going to be profitable for them. What they don't want is not to have to do everything themselves. They're kind of already in that position. And there's the big joke about once you own a business, you can work half days. You get to choose which 12 hours. Well, that's really true for local business clients. They're doing everything from running errands to doing the bookkeeping to doing the sales to actually performing the service or selling the product, and they're exhausted. They do not want to have to write for themselves as well. Also, they don't want to have to learn any more things. So while press releases and articles and website copy and all this kind of stuff can really, really help their business in a very efficient way, they don't want to have to learn how to do all of that. So if you come to them and you've already learned how to do it, you can help them. And they are just so relieved to hand off that whole task. It only leaves them with about 999 million other things they have to do in a day. But at least they don't have to write. And where do you find them? Well, again, you can use meetup.com. And I recommend doing a search on every kind of business meeting that takes place in your area. Even be willing to drive for about an hour, that's not too horrible. So you can look for, you know, internet marketers, obviously, to find them. You can look for local business networking things, things specific to a certain industry. Just look and see. If you click on meetup.com, enter your zip code, and then look for business types of meetings. You're going to find amazing opportunities there. Now, some of these groups that are on meetup.com are more active than others, so you might have to join a few before you actually get to go to a meeting. Another great place would be Chamber of Commerce. Sometimes they'll have business after hours type of mixers. That's a great way that you can go. You usually don't even have to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce to do that. By me, Chamber of Commerce is about $300 or $400 a year. Some places it's a lot more. Some places it's a lot less. Give it a try. It may be something that's worthwhile to you. But for sure, try it out at a free event, you know, first to make sure that it's something that's going to work well for you. There are also luncheons, all kinds of networking things. I don't live in an especially crowded area. I'm kind of in the suburbs, but we have things every single month. You don't have to have a membership. You just pay for your food and you go to this luncheon and you can have exposure to hundreds of people throughout the month. That's a fantastic thing. You're going to find that if you keep your eyes open for just the right types of local business clients, they're going to come out of the woodwork. So look for like attorneys, website designers, mortgage brokers, even local musicians, chiropractors, all this kind of stuff. Some of my best clients are website designers. The reason is they've got clients as well. So obviously they need writing done. So I write for the website designer and I also write for their clients. And that's a really great and easy way to find tons of work. It's pretty easy to connect with these people at a networking event as well. If you just hand them your business card and tell them very simply what you're doing and how you can help them, you might be amazed how many of them really need your help and they realize it as well. And of course, we need to discuss how you're going to get paid. For a local client, I really recommend getting a deposit, and it could be either a check or PayPal or cash, however you want to do it. Typically, I ask for 50% up front. And then usually I'll say the rest of the payment can be made upon their approval. You could come up with any other sort of thing, but just make sure you get a deposit. If they do pay you by check, wait until the check clears until you start writing. That's learned the hard way. It can be a little bit of a challenge sometimes to talk with local business clients about the fees involved, but make sure that you're really firm on the value that you're bringing to them and that you understand how much they really need you. If you're offering your services at a fair rate, this should be a pretty easy conversation to have. Don't be surprised, though. Often with local clients, there's a lot longer of a sales cycle. So while a guru person or Elance person is expecting that they are going to make a decision like this week and have a writer get started, sometimes a local client may not even realize they need a writer. So you have that conversation, then you provide a proposal, and it could be, you know, a couple weeks or even a couple of months before they actually hire you and put money in your hand. Again, even with local business clients, though, you could create an entire business writing just for them. And as long as you are constantly marketing and doing a great job and getting repeat business, your business is going to absolutely flourish. The two biggest tips I can give you are, first, have a great elevator speech prepared. Most of these networking events will give you, you know, anywhere between 30 seconds to 60 seconds to give a little speech about what you do. You do not want it to be boring. You don't want it to be mumbled. You don't want to be talking on and on about how nervous you are that you're up there talking. Go in and be prepared. Be creative. Always be funny if you can. It's going to really stand out, and that's going to help you to get a lot of people asking about your services. The second thing is, when you're out networking, be a very good listener. If you ask great questions like, how are you getting clients? How's your business doing in this economy? Do you have a website? Who wrote it for you? Do you have a brochure? Do you use it? All this kinds of stuff like this. If you can ask questions about their business and be very interested in their business, not only are they going to think you're a fantastic conversationalist, but they're also going to give you a great education about what it is to work with a local client. And because they've given you so much information, they're going to feel very comfortable giving you a job to write for them. And the reason is they're not going to have to go in and re-explain all that stuff. If you can really get what their business is about and get why they're passionate about doing that business, it's going to make writing for them a breeze, and they're going to be absolutely thrilled with what you generate for them. Remember, they are swamped. They are so busy. Their calendars are just bursting, and they've got this never-ending to-do list. If you can take some of that off their plates, they're going to be grateful, and they are going to refer you to other people, and that could be a huge part of your business. Now, there's one more tip. This is really cool. I've used this a lot, and I call it the free sample for your friends. So let's say you go to a BNI meeting. That's Business Networking International. It's just a networking group where they swap leads, or maybe you go to Chamber of Commerce, or by me, there's a lot of women's networking things. So you go to an event like this. Well, what if you brought a door prize? Most of these things have an opportunity where you get your name announced and your business announced again if you bring a door prize. So they gather up all the business cards and pull them out of a hat, and off the prizes go. Well, this is a great thing you can do. You could give a gift certificate toward a free article or a press release or something like that. They're going to be very intrigued because most of the time a business like that has never had an article written about them. They're going to be thrilled. And everybody who's there is also going to hear, wow, okay, that guy does articles. That sounds pretty interesting to me. This is a very great way that you can come from a point of contribution and also reap a great reward. Now, this door prize or gift certificate thing also works at meetup.com. I've gotten an amazing amount of business from meetup.com, even though the meetings that I've attended have been pretty sparse in attendance, like a dozen or fewer people. And yet I've gotten some really good projects from that. So go in with an idea of you're there to contribute and to serve, and you're going to end up with a lot of clients. That spirit of contribution really goes far with local business clients. Here's another way that you can get clients is if you piggyback off of other writers. So if you know any freelance writers, chances are they get swamped. If you don't know any, you can go looking online. There are places like workathomemom.com. You could Google other writers' forums. You can go on Craigslist. You can look at Warrior Forum, Facebook, all over the place. There are dozens and dozens of places where you can find writers who are saying they've got too much work and they need help. Now, this is kind of, not one of the best methods for looking for work. It's not something you should really invest a lot of time in. Don't put all your eggs in that basket. But you may very well come up with a client who is another writer who can outsource things to you that you can help them with. You'll keep these kinds of clients, other writers, very happy if you over-deliver, meaning you send articles that are really well polished, there's no grammar problems, you followed all of the specifications, and if you beat the deadline, that's a guaranteed way that they're going to send you more work. I know probably a dozen writers who just rely on other writers to generate work for them. And some of the best writers that have been on my team, I've found some of these same ways. So I know that it works. It's just not something you want to put all your eggs in. All right, now this next method is just really cool, I think. This is the internet marketing genius way of building a writing business. This involves kind of doing a joint venture with people who have lists. So let's say you found an internet marketer who's got a big list. What if you offered to work for free for them writing articles, and the only thing that you ask in return is that this internet marketer sends information about you to their list? So maybe they could either do a whole email about your writing services, or it could be in a PS or a link to your site or that type of thing. This is a way that you can have them help people on their list to find you. Now, if you go to meetup.com or anything like that, you're going to find people with lists. This is a great way that you can kind of make a win for everybody. The goal here is to find people who have a list of potential clients for you and then strike a deal with them so that they're going to love sending people to you. So maybe they get free writing in exchange for networking on your behalf. Okay, with all this work out there, you can kind of kiss goodbye that whole image of the starving writer. You can very quickly end up absolutely swamped saying, please don't send any more work. But we want to get you to that point. So let's keep talking about how you can find steady work absolutely nonstop. Now, eventually, what's going to happen is you're going to be able to find really high quality jobs and a continuous stream of them a lot more passively. So without having to do a ton of marketing, you're going to be able to do this. Long term, those job boards like Elance and Guru are going to really help to create a solid stream of income for you. The local business clients, again, that's going to be phenomenal long term. The little stealthy way there of finding JV partnerships may be a very quick way of finding your first client. Now, while I love Guru, and Elance is all right too, you have to remember that these sites could take you a week to maybe even 6 weeks to get your first job. They are absolutely worth it in the long run. And the easiest thing to do is to set up a routine so that you can find work on these sites easily. Eventually, you're going to have this steady stream of high-quality, good-paying work that you can't stop. The bidding process, though, when you first get going, is going to maybe take you a little bit of time to do. As you get going and as you have more practice sending in proposals or bids, it's going to get faster and faster and easier to do. Ultimately, what you want to be doing is putting in 5 bids a day, 5 days a week. In order to do that, it's really helpful to make use of their templates function on Guru. I believe Elance has the same thing. If not, you can create your own template in Word and then just paste it in. You don't want to have to keep using your brain constantly to come up with a brand new reinvent the wheel kind of proposal every time you go to bid on a project. On the other hand, you don't want to use the template just as it is in Guru. You want to make sure that you customize it so it's completely your words, completely personalized. Otherwise, you run the danger of clients, prospective clients getting 10 of the same proposal and just the only thing that's different is the name at the bottom. That's not going to suit you well. Now, I don't usually show people this, but since you're with IOI, I'm going to show you my very own template that I use for bidding for articles on Guru. Okay, once you have a Guru account, this is kind of the main page, the dashboard that you're going to work from. And they have this thing over here, the Proposal Template Manager. So we'll click on that, and I'm going to show you what's in here. You can keep up to 10 templates going for all different types of projects. Just start with one and make it for writing articles for people. But after a while, you can use that same template to, well, as a template for creating other templates for different types of projects. So let's just walk a little bit through. Here's my one for writing original articles. The goal here is basically to kind of introduce yourself, explain what you can do, and all the particulars of it. So price, cost, delivery, you know, all this kind of stuff like this. So I start off just saying why this project looks like a good match to me, why I'm interested in doing it. I give a little bit about my background and talk about the fact that I use a team to write with. Obviously, if you don't have a team, you wouldn't be writing about that. And then I talk about price and, you know, the fact that if they move forward with this, here's how it's going to go. A lot of the time you're going to find clients who've never used Guru, so they kind of want you to show them this is how the whole process goes. So I'll explain, you know, here's the price for these articles. I can deliver within a week or less, you know, all this type of thing. Then I talk about the fact that I want to use the escrow system in order to get paid because probably I'm sending a proposal, it's a new client. And also then I talk about the fact that I can do other things for them. So, you know, once you learn how to write press releases or website copy or all kinds of other stuff like that that's out there, even if you're applying for a job that's just to write articles, it can't hurt to put in at the end of your proposal the fact that you can help them with other things. Because I've actually had clients say, oh, wow, I didn't know you could write, you know, press releases or something like that. I thought you just did articles, which is kind of funny. So this way, if you tell them, they're much more likely to hire you to do those types of projects as well. So I use that template or one of the other 9 that I have every single day when I'm doing bids. Again, 5 a day, 5 days a week. That's going to help to create this really nonstop flow of projects coming into your business. You're not going to get every project that you bid for. You don't have to worry about that. But you will definitely kind of line up projects as you go if you're constantly bidding. Marketing is very important for this. Now, once you've got clients, what a great thing if you can get them to keep coming back for more. So I'm going to give you some tips to ensure that you get these paying jobs and clients coming nonstop for the future. First of all, you want to make sure you always over-deliver. Beat deadlines any time that you can. If you can get your work in early, it decreases the stress level and everything for your client. Make sure that you're doing quality work and go beyond what's being asked of you, especially in the beginning. You're getting this one shot to really impress this new client. If you can do that and really impress them and make their life easier, this is going to just result in more and more jobs and more referrals for you as well. You want to make sure that when you send a project, it's actually ready to go. So give it a once-over, make sure you've proofread it, and there's no spelling errors or grammar errors or anything like that that a client might have to fix. Sometimes they're just going to tweak things a little bit, but you really don't want to send something that they question whether it was ready. Make sure that you've paid attention to your client's needs and their specifications for the project as well. And finally, it seems obvious, but be polite. If you can be very friendly and engaging and just nice when you deliver your work and when you communicate with your client, that's going to go far. You'd be surprised how many people kind of forget to be friendly and polite on an email. So just say, you know, hope your day is going well. Here's the project. If I can do anything at all to help you, just let me know. Now, it's important, obviously, to make sure that you always get paid for your work. After all, if you were just writing for kicks, you'd probably be writing a book of poetry or short stories or something like that, not commercial writing. So the first concept that I want to explain to you is one I've mentioned before, and it's escrow. This really comes into play if you're working with some of the online freelance job writing boards like Guru or Elance. I don't know about Elance. Honestly, mostly I'm on Guru, and I know Guru really well. Guru has this escrow system that you can use, and here's how it works. The client pays Guru. Guru holds your money. Then you do the work, and then when the client is happy, Guru pays you. This is a great way to ensure that the client has the money and that eventually it's going to be yours if you do a good job. And then if there's any sort of snag in the process, Guru will go to bat for you. As long as you've done the work, you're virtually guaranteed that you're going to get paid. The service does take a little bite out of your money, but it's really worth it, and I recommend always using the escrow service, especially with a new client. After that, you can switch to an invoice system. It doesn't have those protections, and it takes a little bit less of a bite out of your money. And it's great to do if you have an ongoing client, but you want to make sure that with a new client, use the escrow. Now, if you have clients that are not on a job board, you have to make other arrangements. For local clients, or even online clients who hire you directly, you want to collect a deposit before you start work. There's still a little bit of risk involved, but at least you've got a good chunk of the money in advance. I recommend getting at least half up front and then creating a schedule for the rest of the payments. You also definitely want to get set up with a PayPal account so that you can take payments from clients who want to pay you that way. Whether they have a PayPal account or not, they can use that to pay you with a credit card. Now, if you don't know how to set up a PayPal account, just make sure you visit the tech site here and you can get a good little tutorial on how to do that. That's at www.immediateonlineincome.com/tech support. Okay, you've got the basics down now, and now it's time to look at several ways you can increase your profits. First of all, always, always, always ask your clients for referrals. I usually just say something like, hey, if I can help you with anything else, or you know anyone who could use some marketing articles written, just let me know. Sometimes your clients are going to want to keep you as a closely guarded secret, because for many of them, once they find a writer that they love, they really don't want to share. But others are going to be happy to pass your contact info along to their friends. I actually had a client who told me that her best friend in the world was asking her for my contact info for months before she would finally cough it up. So it's kind of nice to be treasured like that, but it's always good to ask for a referral. Another thing you can do to kind of ramp up your profits here is to help your clients set up an editorial calendar. This will help them to schedule future jobs throughout the year. For example, you could schedule articles for upcoming holidays. This is kind of how, if you think about it, like a print magazine does. They know months and months in advance every article that's going to be in their magazine. This is going to ensure that you make more money because you've got regular work coming in, and also it takes a lot of stress off of your client because they don't have to keep thinking every month, oh my goodness, I got to come up with articles. If you can help them do that, they're most likely to come back to you to have you write those articles. Another service that you can offer is submission services. Now, if you don't know how to do article submission, you can just go to the tech support site and check that out. There's a video for that too. Go to www.immediateonlineincome.com/tech support. Let's talk a little bit about why your clients would want submission services. What this refers to is they've bought these articles. You've written, you know, say a batch of 10 articles. They don't do anything at all for your client until they're out there online, pointing back to your client's site. So there's some work involved there. It's not hard. It's just a little bit boring and kind of tedious. Not horrible. It's just one of those things where your client is really not likely to sit down and send all these articles off to the submission services. So if you can provide that service for them, they're going to be very glad to have that off their plate as well. And it's going to make it much more effective for them to hire you to do articles if they can also count on you to do the submission as well. Just tack on a couple dollars per article and, you know, you can create a little bit more income for you and create a huge benefit for them. Now, at some point, and it won't take long, your business is going to grow and grow and grow, and you're going to reach capacity. For me, within about 6 months, I reached the point where I could not possibly do all the writing gigs that came my way. So I had a coach, and she said, build a team. Find other writers who can work with you. This way you can serve more clients and make more money. So it's a little bit of an advanced strategy to do this, but you can definitely turn this into more than a full-time income. You can create a business that actually provides income for dozens of writers if you want to. Now, I go a little bit more into training on that in my book. You probably just have to check that out. It's a kind of an advanced training. Basically, you can go looking for writers the same places that you find work. Make sure that somebody that is going to write with you writes, you know, well. You want to check their samples. Make sure that they're, you know, going to be able to turn out articles that your clients are going to be happy with. And then you can kind of make your arrangements from there. You want to make sure that you're the one that's in contact with the client rather than having your writers have to do that. This creates a single point of contact for your client with you rather than having to involve, you know, a whole other team like this. But building a team is a great way that you can just dramatically increase your writing business's capacity. The whole goal behind any of these is to make more money by not having to market so much. By having repeat clients and increased services that you can provide, you're going to build your business as you get better and faster and more skilled. So I hope you're feeling pretty good about your skills and also for being able to get clients. Now remember, I have a very special offer only for IOI members. This includes a templates and angles piece, which is going to help prevent any form of writer's block from ever happening to you. You're going to have all kinds of templates that you can follow to create articles that your clients are going to go bananas over. The second thing in my special offer for you is a super networking kit. This includes both a printable, customizable gift certificate that you can use, just print it out, put your own information on it, and take it with you to a networking event. Use this as a door prize so you can give away an article. Remember, that's a great way that you can have your name and your business announced a second time at a networking meeting. It's a great way that you can give value first, and then you reap the rewards from that as well. In that kit as well, you're going to find some great little elevator speeches that I've used over the past few years. I scrapped all the ones that didn't work so well. These are ones that are tried and true, and it might spark some great ideas for things that you could do. I'm also going to give you some great tips on how to network to be effective as you're out there representing your business and introducing yourself to people. It's going to make you feel a lot more comfortable walking into any networking event. Just visit my site at www.stayathomemomwriter.com/IOI, and you can collect your free bonus there. Well, this concludes our training. I really hope you've enjoyed it, and I wish you all the best. I know that this is really going to open doors for you, and all you have to do now is to take action. Take care.